Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Jay with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new Queensland law ensures that cosmetic surgeons can no longer refer to themselves as surgeons. The new law targets doctors falsely advertising themselves as qualified surgeons. Doctors found using the title without accredited training could face up to 3 years jail time and a fine of up to $60,000. Health Minister Shannon Fentelman told Parliament these reforms were, quote, common sense.
Queensland's Department of Environment has released draft management plans to phase out illegal bike tracks in Nerang National Park. Conservationists are welcoming the plan, saying the bike tracks threaten the area's biodiversity. However, the plans have been criticised by cyclists, who say the plans are lazy and verging on incompetence. The plan will attempt to phase out half of the 70-kilometre network of trails.
In national news, tougher laws to crack down on vape use are set to be unveiled to Parliament tomorrow. If passed, the graphic warning shown on cigarette packages would be placed on vapes. The sizing and packaging of vapes would also be standardised. This move comes after Labor government announced a ban on importation of non-prescription and single-use vape products in May.
Two people have died after a two-vehicle crash in northern New South Wales last night. New South Wales police reported emergency services were called to Redlands Road around 7:40 p.m., where a Ford Falcon and Holden Commodore allegedly collided before the Ford crashed into a tree. The woman driving the Ford was treated by paramedics but died at the scene, while the 18-year-old died en route to Albury Hospital.
In international news, a 55-year-old man has died hiking the Grand Canyon after attempting to hike over 30 kilometres in one day. The Virginia man attempted to hike from the South Rim to the North Rim, which can take up to 15 hours. Around 2 p.m. Saturday, Grand Canyon officials received an emergency call from the hiker on the North Kebab Trail. The park officials attempted to resuscitate the man, but were not successful.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.